2020 presidential election. The Wall Street Journal reported recently on the biggest swing county in Iowa, which is Howard County. It went for President Obama twice and then for President Trump, in all instances by 20 points. The county is heavily independent and one that could clearly tip the scales in who takes Iowa in the general election. The Journal reported that many of those who voted for President Trump in 2016 are still leaning his way, although not all. And what was more interesting was that those voters crossed party lines. We still have 10 months to go before the election, and almost anything can happen, with the people of Howard County focusing on health care and trade more than virtually any other issues. Hopefully, the Journal will continue to report on polling trends in that county so we can get a better picture as we get closer. Mr. Trump has been traveling the Midwest, particularly in the states of Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, touting the USMCA and the Phase One China deal. The facts, however, belie that celebration is in order, as the average gain in manufacturing employment in those states is 1.08%, while nationwide the increase is 4%. There was also a dearth of job openings in the manufacturing sector in those locations, and a decline of 1.1% year over year. The data does not support the celebration. Britain exited the EU on January 31st, 2020. The exit will be in name only, as all rules will remain in place until December 31st, 2020, by which time a new trade deal will need to be agreed to between the EU and Britain. Otherwise, Britain will crash out of the EU without a deal with its largest trading partner. Mr. Johnson has threatened to walk away from labor, environmental, and safety rules of the EU, which will make reaching a deal even more complex. The Scots who oppose Brexit are greatly troubled by the lack of clarity. It looks like we have another 11 months of anxiety. Justice Neil Gorsuch of the U.S. Supreme Court recently wrote a concurring opinion in a decision to send a case back to the lower courts, which said that lower court judges should be limited in issuing broad nationwide orders suspending a federal policy. In the short run, this is a tremendous boon to POTUS, but it may help the next Democratic president on issues of importance to Democrats, since a conservative judge in Texas or Alabama would also be limited by this doctrine, assuming Justice Gorsuch could apply it evenly, whether it is a Democrat or Republican president. This could be very helpful, and Democrats should be paying attention. Mary Louise Kelly, an NPR reporter, was cornered by Secretary Pompeo, who screamed and yelled at her because he didn't like her questions. If you take the time to read the questions he was asked, they were neither phrased inappropriately nor raised inappropriate issues. Mr. Pompeo is not interested in democracy. He is interested in a dictatorship because he has assumed the mantle of righteousness that is always a dangerous mantle, and he, in fact, is a dangerous man. The coronavirus has now spread. Misinformation is starting to spread across the internet. New reports are indicating that there is no likely vaccine that can be developed fast enough to deal with the virus this year, assuming it's seasonal. And this leaves us in a position where the precise impact will be difficult to determine for at least several months. Could this be a pandemic? Could it blow itself out in a few months? Will it occur again next year? All we do know is it is very dangerous and symptoms need to be monitored very carefully.